Right now, courtesy of our friends from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, we want to welcome our friend Jason Narber from Brass 16823. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
That's a unique name, Brass 16823. Where'd that name come from?
So our name comes from what the building originally was used for, which is a brass mill. At the time when it first opened, it was the only brass mill in Pennsylvania, and it actually was the largest in the country.
Wow.
And our 16823, that's our zip code, paying homage to the community we're in.
I thought that was a license plate number.
No, oh,
it's a zip code. Tell us about you.
So my background is a hot mess. It's all over the place. my path hasn't been linear whatsoever.
Jason, get in line, buddy. Yeah. All right, no, go ahead.
I grew up in the area, small family business, and then my family had a landscaping business. We had the Agway store years ago, and just kind of grew up here, ended up going to school for horticulture. I have 2 degrees, in one's horticulture, one's floriculture. I was a florist for years, traveled all over the country doing parties and weddings, and that's kind of how I got in the event side of things. I worked for UPS for 10 years, did process improvement work with them, and then I also am a licensed massage therapist in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
But now I'm doing what I'm doing, and absolutely love it. I'm the director of operations for Brass 16823, and we're putting on some pretty cool events out there.
Jeff, he sounds like us. Yeah, I did this, I did this, I did this,
yep.
I did that. Although I've never been a massage therapist.
Yeah. Hey, my brain has never worked in one plane. It's always somewhere.
So in other words, a little stiff and tight, what do I lay on the floor and you like work me over or something? Or
I mean, we could try that.
No, we're not doing that. No. So what do you what do you do at Brass 16823?
So we do all kinds of events. Tonight, you can come out and do some line dancing with Lion Country Line Dancing.
Oh.
We have private events, weddings, parties. We had one of the coolest events we've had was with Penn State Civil Engineering. 19 universities came out and had a competition in bridge building. It was super cool to see. We've done corporate events. We had International Mountain Biking Association in, which was super cool because this area is a hotbed for mountain biking. So we kind of do anything out there that can be used in the space, and we don't have a lot of rules, so you can kind of do what you want.
Oh, you got the Iron Head's attention there. Okay.
Ding, I may have just opened Pandora's box.
Kind of an open-ended question, Matt, but how do you get the events that you put on there? Are you reaching out to folks, or folks reaching out to you? Is it a little bit of both?
So it's a combination of both. We're in the process. I was in New York City on Monday networking with different event planners from actually across the globe. We had a cool event yesterday. It was for CEDACOG, which is for economic development in the area, but they basically pair Pennsylvania businesses on the international stage. So for sourcing product or for selling product, import, export help. And they actually were talking about events could fall in that realm. So we're going to be talking to them about how to do that, utilize their services. But Happy Valley Adventure Bureau has been great. We work real closely with them. They get a lot of event requests, and they kind of push out to the different venues in the community, and really trying to help the tourism of the area. But we have people who reach out. We network, and ultimately, the goal for our venue is really to grow this community. When we have an event that's from outside the area, it's hotels, it's restaurants, it's shops, people coming into the area and seeing how pretty awesome Center County and Happy Valley is.
Is the without getting into the minutiae of the, I mean, are they renting like just renting the space from you, or are they? Are there services that you can provide if they're asking, or do you collaborate with others? I'm just thinking through some of the things you're talking about. It's like, well, how does that actually get?
So the answer
together?
Is yes, all of the above.
That's what I was wondering.
So we have services we can provide. We can help plan the whole process, set up, clean up, source everything. But one of the things, so in the process of my past, I got to see how venues operated all across the country. I saw the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And one of our big things is, when I said we don't have rules, you don't have to use a certain vendor. So what that does is it opened up the door. So let's say you want barbecue from a local business.
Yep.
You can bring that in. We're not going to say you can't do that, because for me, I mean, I didn't get this size by not eating, right? So I want the food that I want. And so, like, but if you look at different cultural backgrounds, you know, if you want authentic food for your wedding or for your event, you know, you can bring that in. We had a wedding where the groom was Peruvian. They brought a Peruvian food truck in from New York City.
Wow.
Like, so
that's cool.
It's just open. Because the thing is, when you have all those constraints, you can't actually have your vision come to life.
Yeah.
So we leave it open, but we absolutely can provide all the services. We have sources all over. We'd like to deal with local businesses, and but you're more than welcome to bring anybody in you want.
Yeah, during the break, I was remarking to you, Jason, what's happened to that building is amazing and thrilling. I mean, when Titan closed, I figured this is going to rust to death. It's going to be an environmental hazard. It's going to be an eyesore. It's going to be awful. You and other folks have turned that into something really cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think you said how many businesses that you were counting?
There's a lot. Within that particular building, I think we're up to 8, not including all of the vendors that vend at Titan Market. So there's lots of little businesses within that. But then the whole complex, there's a lot. The last I counted on a spreadsheet that we had when we were doing some signage, I think it was 52.
Man, I had no idea.
There's lots of little pieces that are within that complex that just people just don't realize.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And it's been a neat process. I mean, there's so much history in that building. Mm-hmm. When you look back at the impact it had, not just on the center region, but across the nation, especially during World War II, there's some pretty cool history there. But, like, for me, there's a personal connection. My wife's grandfather worked there for 48 years.
Wow.
Okay. When it was in operation. And, like, it was pretty neat to go back through, and we, like, saw his office. And they used to actually have their own printing press called the Brass Log. And we were going through them. They're all digitized now. But we found an article that her grandfather wrote about my wife's uncle, being flown back from Vietnam.
Wow.
Like, it was there's some, like, cool connection to
phenomenal.
It. But one of the neat things is hearing people from the community come back and hearing the stories of my grandfather worked here, my father worked here, I worked here, and just seeing how connected it was with the community, and now actually repurposing it and, like, paying homage to that history.
If folks want to find out what is happening there, or it's like, hey, I'm listening and I wonder if we could do this event there. How do they get hold of you?
So one of the easiest ways is to go to our website, www.brass16823.com. You can check us out there. There's lots of information on there. There's forms you can fill out. You can check our socials out at Brass16823. Yeah, those are probably the easiest ways.
Fantastic. Right. Thank you for the time. I knew, obviously, it was revitalized. We've been out there a couple times. Was there for the CBICC event, I think it was. I don't even remember, over the summer. But I had no idea that it was quite had as many different businesses as involved. Just listening to you talk about some of the things going on out there, it's amazing how big of a part of the community that now is.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the Titan Park community working together on different events. You know, whether it's a corporate event where they'll have a cocktail hour at Titan Hollow and have their daytime programming in our facility, and then maybe lunch or dinner at Axeman Brewing. Like, it's a community out there, and really it's about supporting and building it as a group.
Love it.
Jason, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Folks, again, the website is brass16823.com. Good information there, and a cool place.
Very.